I decided to get into the virus, to vaccine. Well, I don't need to say virus vaccine. What? Well, it implies it, George. You've got... No, a vaccine is for a virus. Well, these days, what other viruses are going to be? No, I'm not going to tell them that it's for the COVID virus. They already know that. Goodness. Fine, pneumonia virus, if that's what we're calling it. No, I don't need to tell them that. Goodness. Okay, so So Taiwan's been developing its own vaccine. No, what happened was China was doing its, in showing the world how friendly it is, why we should all trust China with the Olympics in 2022, right? That China's been doing its ultra friendly China thing. And they've been blocking Taiwan from access to the Pfizer vaccine. And so Taiwan's had to improvise. They've been using AstraZeneca, which isn't quite as respected. They've been using Moderna, which I think is supposed to be more effective, but less painful compared to Pfizer. I think this is anecdotal. This is a word on the street. As I understand, if you still haven't gotten the vaccines figured out, it's interesting where the vaccines are like personalities in a reality TV show. My goodness, or internet show, not reality show. We'll just call it a show. Who knows? No one even knows what a TV is anymore. So we've got no. So you know, so Taiwan got a whole bunch of Moderna vaccines, so that people don't die or whatever from America, and of course China thinks that's horrible. How did the Chinese think that this is good marketing? I have no idea. And so, I mean, as I'm looking at this, thinking back to, you know, the China, you look at the China games in 2000, I mean the Olympic games in 2008 and the 1 hour opening ceremony that was all about how wonderful China is. It's like the Olympic ceremony was like the history of China until finally the Olympic Games came to China, you know. It's like, what? And then Xi Jinping, the president, walks out with children all around him like he's Santa Claus, or like he's Winnie the Pooh. So do you know the Winnie the Pooh controversy with someone took a picture of Xi Jinping walking next to Obama, with a garden and a white lattice behind them, and found a picture of Winnie the Pooh walking with Tigger with a garden and a white lattice behind them, and the steps and the hand gestures were identical, and it just looked funny. And ever since, Winnie the Pooh's been banned in China because that's only a way to make Xi Jinping look fat. Talk about fluffing insecurity, fluffing, so to speak. So So the joke is, one time I was at the 7-Eleven and I saw a picture of Winnie the Pooh lifting up his shirt, looking at his belly button. Now he doesn't have any pants on. So he lifts up his shirt. He's lifting up the only clothes he has. So I jokingly texted in Taiwanese using a good-humored, well-received, innocent, happy, friendly word for pervert. It's a thing that means friendly. It's a happy, positive type of a thing. So you're saying that's Xi Jinping? So, you know, it's what I did in Taiwan. Oh, I got some fun reactions out of the Taiwanese. They're like, how would you even think of that? I'm like, well, what do you think Winnie the Pooh's doing lifting up his shirt, looking at his... if a guy walks in... If a man walks into Walmart and lifts up his shirt and looks down at his belly button and stands there, whether he's all muscly and handsome like me, or rather he's fat and blubbery like Xi Jinping, Winnie the Pooh, what are people going to think? They're going to think that he's on nine, I think is what the gamers say. All right, so whatever. Winnie the Pooh, Xi Jinping... talk about insecure. China just, it wasn't the Olympic Games opening ceremony. It was the China ceremony. It was the China Games. One world, one dream garbage, you know, from China was the theme. So China gets the World Games there. It was the Summer Games, I believe, because it was swimming. And, I mean, that's, of all the different games going on, swimming is the only thing they put on TV, right? What's the news anchor's obsession with watching guys run around in their Speedos? Why was swimming always the big sport at the Olympics? Goodness, I was so glad for AT&T's U-verse there when you could watch something more than swimming. Oh, it was, although Phelps sure was bringing it home. Michael Phelps, George, Reed Rapids, they just needed to hear it. Okay. So China's trying to be the only country to have the Olympic, the Summer Games and the Winter Games so close to each other. They want the Winter Games in 2022. And they've been really, like, they want to get this great, unusual honor to be a country to host these two so close together in time. Or something like that. Like, it's the only one, or it's rare or something. And yet, they don't want Taiwan to have the Pfizer vaccine. And so the Taiwanese are having trouble getting access. I don't know what all is going on. There's all kinds of hostile takeover type stuff that China's doing to keep the vaccine out of Taiwan. So what's Taiwan do? They innovate. They're working on their own vaccine. They've done human testing. They've done the control experiment, I think using AstraZeneca. And so Taiwan's gotten their own vaccine, and now they're doing cocktail mix. Like we'll give you we'll give you the AstraZeneca here for your main shot, and then your booster shot later will be Moderna or our own homegrown shot. Like, they're doing cocktail for the booster shot to follow up, right? So they did research, and Taiwanese are really big on their research, and they want tons of research before things get done. Taiwan has a somewhat sustainable national healthcare system. I think it's got some trouble, but it wasn't just Obama where we're going to order all the companies to cough up money they don't have to make the prices ultra low while still allowing people to sue people through the nose for innocent mistakes. No, the big problem with healthcare in America was lawsuits. Did they fix the lawsuit so you can't sue someone for looking at you wrong? No. You want to drive down, you want to cut healthcare in half? Make lawsuits reflect personal responsibility. Will we do that? Of course not. Democrats don't want that. And if the Democrats weren't the ones keeping tort reform, as they call it, from going through, it would be Republicans doing it. That's convenient for all the Republican lawyers who do the same thing. So, yeah. I mean, the real problems in the world aren't getting dealt with. So, Taiwan's ingenious. They found a way. They don't have those frivolous lawsuits in Taiwan. So they had a national healthcare system that was able to work. It kind of doesn't matter what healthcare system you have, as long as taxes are fair, as long as you're not killing your babies and decreasing your population, the people are going to pay your taxes in the future. Social Security could work if you got kids alive to pay for it instead of being aborted. And so, Taiwan's only big problem is the birth rate's going down. Why? Well, there's a lot of trouble in the world. So these ingenious Taiwanese know how to figure out stuff and make it work. And they've got their own vaccine. And I'm curious to see how effective it is. I'm curious to watch it work. I am waiting for a Moderna. I've got my name. Oh, I got Taiwanese healthcare. I'm here. I'm like supposed to have that, you know. So it's per law. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not saying we should all get vaccinated. I do want Moderna. I wouldn't mind using a Taiwanese booster shot to see how it works, because I think there's a good chance that Taiwan's booster shot could become like a mainstream. Taiwan's vaccine could become mainstream and recognized one day. I genuinely believe that. I'm thrilled and looking forward to it. I'd bank on it, man. I'd go for it. But right now they're doing old people and people have health risks, like the one guy here. He's a Westerner with health insurance, but he has asthma. So they gave him a shot early. And so he got that. Knocked him down for a couple of days, but I'm curious to see how it goes. But I'm not saying I'm not in the vaccine cult. I'm not afraid of it. For me, vaccine or no vaccine, it's no drama. But I do. You think I don't see the control? Oh, you want to talk about control tomorrow? We'll talk about control tomorrow. I'm not afraid of that.